Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Arena Talk, where we talk all things AMA kicker arena cross. I am your host, Zach Heron, once again joined by Danny Stewart, a.k.a. Danny Stu. And this week, we've got Austin Politelli on the line with us. Austin, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Fantastic. We've got a great season up ahead, and we're excited to be able to not only have you racing with us, but to be able to chat with you before we get the gates dropping. Right off the bat, before we get into what's new, what's going to be coming up this year, let's talk about last year, man. You're a jack of all trades. We've seen you in Supercross. We've seen you in Arena Cross before. But it sounds like this year we've got the full commitment to the Arena Cross effort. Take us a little bit behind that decision as far as why Arena Cross, what kind of sticks out to you, whether it's the atmosphere, whether it's the racing itself, and what ultimately led to the decision to go full-time with Arena Cross this year?
Yeah, honestly, I just had a blast doing them this year. Pretty much did them on my own. And was supposed to do mainly most of the Supercrosses, but just had some stuff with the team that I was on. Wasn't really working out with coming up with the funds to get to the races. So yeah, I just was doing the Arena Crosses on my own and was having a blast. Really liked the double headers, basically the Friday and Saturday nights. It's nice to knock out two races while you're there, and was making decent money too, so couldn't complain.
Hey, absolutely. Well, you're definitely going to be excited to hear the doubleheaders are back in force this year. We've got five doubleheaders throughout the season. Now, you talked about some team struggles, a little bit of a new look for you coming into this year. You're going to be on the Rock River Yamaha team, which that's a team that needs no introduction. Obviously, a great team itself, and you've got the full backing. You've got OEM support. You're going to have a mechanic, team manager. Talk a little bit about, A, how much of a release that is as far as maybe taking a little pressure off of your plate, but then maybe on the flip side, is there some expectation? Is there maybe a little added pressure from having a backing of somebody like Rock River as well?
Yeah, I think it takes pressure off. I mean, I've been talking to Bobby from Rock River for probably like a year now. I met him, you know, during Arena Cross this year. So it takes off a lot of pressure, just mainly focus on myself and training. And I mean, I always put pressure on myself to do good anyway. So I think it honestly just helps out where I can just focus on myself and getting the job done.
And now maybe it's just me. This is my own curiosity talking here, but how does those kind of things come to be? Is that you reaching out to them? Is it them reaching out to you? What are the steps that lead up to ultimately you guys signing and deciding, you know, we're going to work together for the season?
I think a little bit of both. I was definitely reaching out to him quite a bit. He had talked to me before Boise, I think last year, about riding a 250, but I was already signed with the team to do Supercross, so I just went up and did that round on my own, and then just kind of stay in contact with them throughout the year, and yeah, we were able to put a deal together.
Danny, you and I were talking a little bit even before this meeting got started. Austin shows up last year, kind of flashes here and there, but almost immediately he's up to speed. He's a contender. He's a competitor, right? I mean, I think this is a big step forward as far as the expectations and what we could be seeing out of Politelli this year.
I don't know if it was fitness or there was already this championship fight going on between Peters and Breeze there. You seemed all right with being third. You can tell me, maybe they blew by you, but it looked like you were okay with them passing you. And then once they got by you, you would race everybody else differently.
So like when I raced Boise, I rode outdoors one time, and then I saw that there was Arena Cross there, so I'm like, all right, let's go race it. And that's kind of how it went through the whole season. I know I'm just kind of sound like I'm crying wolf here, but straight up, I just wasn't riding, and I knew it. Like Reese and Peters, I mean, they haul ass, and I know I could run that pace, but I knew I would my tongue would be in the spokes in like 10 laps, so I was kind of like, all right, I'll just ride at 80% and I could ride home third, still take home some good money. But I think going for next year, definitely would like to show that I can run that speed that I had like in the heat races the whole time.
Well, and it's like even Peters was talking about kind of with the injury and trying to manage the championship. Like, it's hard to not give 100% balls to the wall. You know what I mean? That's kind of what you guys are used to doing. And if you know, hey, those final few laps, I'm not going to have it. Could I maybe save a little bit those first few? That's a tough thing to do. You can't really gauge the effort.
And I was like kind of in a situation, I wasn't making any money doing Supercross with the whole team situation. So I'm like, all right, I guess I could put the fade on a little bit and just ride home third, or go all out and I'll fade probably to eighth and make way less money. So, I mean, I'm having a full different outlook on going into this year. I mean, my main focus is to do the Arena Cross. So Yeah, I mean, it's all or nothing basically. And then also, yeah, I mean, I didn't really want to get in the middle of their championship. I mean, I know it's exciting for the fans, but those dudes raced the whole season and I didn't, and I didn't really want to mess that up. But going into next year, I guess this year and next year, be full focus on myself and trying to win and whatever it takes.
You mentioned that Bobby reached out to you last year about racing a 250. So, looking ahead to this year, is the discussions 250 or 450, or for some people the answer might be both, but what are you planning on racing?
For me, it was just pretty much 450. It makes it a little bit easier with having a practice bike and stuff. You don't have to do any motor work and stuff like that. And I mean, I'm a bigger dude, so I was honestly, I really only asked right at 450.
Now we talked about, or you talked about, I guess, we've got a full season, you're fully committed. Where does the expectation fall? Like you said, we had the speed, maybe the fitness wasn't quite there. And it's an interesting point that you bring up, kind of almost riding those first few laps, thinking about the last few laps, knowing that you're going to get tired and trying to save a little bit. That's much easier said than done. Coming into this year, is it, hey, you know, we're trying to get in the middle of that fight. We want to be in the thick of things. Obviously, we have heard now MCR has confirmed we've got some riders from their camp coming in. So maybe some new faces to the series. Where does Austin Politelli think he ranks up?
I mean, I'll just focus on myself like I always do, and if I ride like I know I can, there's no reason I can't win. So I think I showed my speed this year. I mainly was practicing on my road bike, so having a practice bike this year will be a lot of help. And yeah, like I said, just focus on myself. And I know Vince is a really good starter, and so is Brees, so is Peter. So just nail the starts, and yeah, hopefully come out with some wins, and then be fighting for the championship at the end.
Now we talked about, obviously we've got some new stuff for your program. We've got some format changes as well. Like we said, lots of double headers, a little less driving, a little more riding. But as far as the qualifying process, and I'm not sure whether you're aware of this, Austin, yet or not, but we're going to have three heats where the top three are all straight to the main event. We've done away with the semis, and then now we have two last chance qualifiers where the top three also make it into the main event, which makes a 15 rider main event as compared to a 12 rider main last year. What are your thoughts on that? That's going to be more bikes on track. Is it, hey, you know, now you got to perform a little more in those heat races, or do you find that a beneficial change to the schedule?
Yeah, that's news to me. I just heard that. So I didn't like the heat races. I was only two guys. I would get way more nervous for those just because it was like, I mean, one mistake and two guys going in the main is pretty gnarly. I guess three's not a huge change, but I mean, whoever shows up on the track, you got to race them. So I mainly just try to focus on myself. And I guess that'll make a little bit less racing too without the semis. So hopefully just make it straight to the heat every time. I don't think I ever had ride a semi or LCQ this year. So yeah, just try to nail my starts and focus ahead.
I know it's hard to digest all those numbers thrown at you, but as a rider, do you think you'd be more comfortable with essentially three gate drops to make it happen versus two with more people coming from each one? But you said that you never even had to go to a semi last year, so.
Yeah, and hopefully I really like doing those head to head or the 1v1. I'm hoping you guys bring that back again. I think and how I think well you'd roll the dice to see how many laps you'd do. I thought I had a bunch of friends that came to rounds and they said they look forward to that honestly more than anything. So I'm hoping that stays around and then yeah, I think it's cool to take some more guys out of the heat and a little less racing.
Was it the cash on the table that you could win? What was it about it that made you and your buddies look forward to it?
I mean, just like nothing to lose, really. You know, if you win, you get some money, and if you don't, you don't. It's and there's, I think everyone I did there was it was just me and one other. No, I guess Idaho. We had it was me, Brees, and Peters. But it's just exciting. It's kind of all or nothing. I've always, I mean, I do a lot of sprint laps when I practice and stuff. So I always look forward to those.
Now, another thing I heard you talk about was the importance of getting a good start. We did take away the inverted starts for the second main event. So no longer are you going to be lining up on the back row if you finish up front in main event one. What does that do for the confidence level? How does that kind of change the approach as far as the way you're going to take the whole night?
Yeah, I guess I honestly didn't mind it too much, the inverted start. I think I mean, I guess if you're in the championship running, though, it'd be a lot more nerve-wracking knowing you have to start in the second row. But that it was weird. Like at Reno, I remember somehow got a really good start from the second row. I just snuck around the inside. And I think it came out fourth. But I don't know. I guess it had a good and bads of that. So just have to see. I guess if you do good in the first main, you kind of earn your spot to have a good gate pick for the next one. So yeah, I think it's cool.
Well, it's certainly going to be exciting to watch. Danny, you got anything else for Austin before we let him go?
No, I think he's got some training to do, and looking forward to seeing him come out swinging at round one.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Well, Austin, we appreciate you hanging out with us here at Arena Talk, and we look forward to seeing you at round one out in Reno. Take care and good luck this season.
And if you guys want to tune in for all of the racing action live, make sure you subscribe to Arena Cross All Access app. Get it downloaded, get subscribed, and get ready to enjoy a fantastic season of AMA Kicker Arena Cross.